In the very famous I Have a Dream speech in front of the Lincoln Memorial, Martin Luther King alluded to Joseph of the Old Testament. You remember the famous play, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dream Coat. He was given a coat of many colors, and his brothers were jealous of him. So jealous of him that they said, "Let us kill the dreamer and the dream will die." But one of them said, "No, let's not kill him. Let's sell him into slavery in Egypt." And that is what they did. They sold Joseph, his own brothers, as a slave to Egypt. And many, many years later, after Joseph endured prison and humiliation and beatings, he became a very high person in the Egyptian government. And there was a famine in the land. And the brothers who sold him into slavery without knowing what happened to him after that came begging for food. And the interesting lesson in sacred scripture is that the slave who became a powerful political figure looked at his brothers who sold him into slavery, put his hands around them and kissed them and said, "God sent me here to save you." What an amazing thing to take evil that was done to him and see in it how God can turn it around and bring some good out of it. And in the Holy Scriptures, it's always done like that. Remember the brief story about the person who was a taxpayer but not a citizen of his own country? He was arrested by the foreign armed police for telling the truth. He didn't have a jury trial. The people who loved him allegedly lied about him, his friends and enemy. And eventually the judge who had the court case said, "You're innocent, but we're going to kill you anyway." This is the story of Jesus. He was executed by the government of which he was not a citizen, but he was a taxpayer. And on the cross, as he was dying, do you remember the price that Judas gave him up for? 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave. He said, "Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they are doing." Another example, in 1946, our Ukrainian Catholic Church was declared illegal by the government that we paid taxes to in the Soviet Union. The police came and arrested every one of our bishops, sent them to Siberia, and until 1989, we were the largest persecuted faith group in the world. Shlipy, the only bishop who survived, kept his Soviet passport until the day he died. But the important thing in our day to learn from this is this. You will hear on the news often, because of the pandemic, the social unrest, Black Lives Matter, all valid things to be concerned about and to care about. But when people are upset, they use universal negatives. "No one understands us. They all hate us. No one is for me. Everybody is against me." There's that famous phrase when the son comes to his father and says, "Dad, everyone hates me in school," and says, "Don't say that, son. Not everyone has met you yet." What is the danger in our society, in this thin veneer of civilization, is that we will stop listening to one another and communication will die. And we will become paradigms of the past, and people will say, "You belong to that camp, you belong to that camp, when we are all brother and sister. When Martin Luther King said brother and sister, he didn't mean African Americans. He meant everybody. When we pray the Our Father, we don't pray for Ukrainian Catholics. We don't pray for Catholics. We don't pray for Christians. We pray for everybody, and we acknowledge that everyone is brother and sister. That's why that prayer is never called a Christian prayer. It is called the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven. So today, as we watch the news and we see people both rioting and yelling and screaming, and being afraid of the future because of the pandemic and the social unrest, try to see brother and sister and try to listen, because in any argument, it is very easy to forget two things: what you're arguing against and the person you're trying to convince. So let's pay attention, communicate to learn, and realize we are all brothers and sisters. Slava Iisusu Hristu! Amen.